Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Campaign, The Curse of Nineveh, by Mike Mason, Mark Latham, Scott Dorwood, Paul Fricker, Andrew Kenrick.
Last episode, the time before that, you were at a dinner party. You had successfully got the palace police to grab onto Edwin Elphinstone. He is being carted off, and then off in the distance, you notice that the woman he had been talking to earlier walks up to King George and hands some sort of small item, perhaps a seal. And as he takes it into his hand, his left eye turned black. At that point, the palace guards began to sort of take King George out back to the palace. A group went down to meet with the Children of Tranquility into the subway in the underground area. They talked about killing the king, and the Children of Tranquility said, "Don't worry, we have assassins. You've seen them before. We'll try to do it that way." Another option was to recite the ritual that you had received, the ritual of ascension, at the same time as the Nebu ritual was happening, in that it was sort of suggested that might cause some harmonic dissonance of something like that. And there was also an understanding that sort of taking away artifacts might increase the time it took to do the spell. Although the spell was, all you were doing was delaying. Roger went back to the graduate student's house and managed to get a translation of or additional information. And you heard rumors that the king was inviting tourists and loyal subjects to come in and greet him. And the people were thinking this was remarkable. At least 200 or so had been brought over in one day. There was more information that the king was planning on going to the exhibit at the museum soon. The date was unknown. Maud brought the horn to a reliable metal worker who said, "I don't know." Maud decided that she would take advantage of Bath's offer to help them in time of need, and she agreed to give up her heart in exchange for aid in remaking the horn. And so the horn was remarkably remade. Digging continued to happen underneath the museum, and eventually the group, thanks to Anthony's crazy maps, realized this is how if we go over here, we'll be inside the temple. There was additional information given to you that as the rites are being performed, the tablets of destiny will appear to mark off humanity's fate. And if somebody was to read that tablet, they would know all things and be able to banish Naboo. But it sounds from the information you had that it would be a deeply just damaging to the person who is actually doing that. And I think that's more or less where we landed, other than you're sort of waiting for the children. Oh, sorry, no, the notes are stopped here, but people keep going. There was an announcement that the king was ready to go to the museum, and most of the group ran down into in the catacombs again. Roger did not. Roger stayed above to see what was going on. The king was got out of the car, surrounded by guards, led into the museum. Others started following in as well, and I think Roger sort of joined the crowd heading inside. Don't think I missed anything, but let me know if I did. Nope, seems reasonable.
I don't think so.
Okay. Can I ask one point of clarification? Yes, you may. Not that it really makes any difference to anything at the moment. It just occurred to me. Sure. We have these couple few days of, there's like hundreds of people being invited in to see the king and greet him and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything about those hundreds of people not coming back out?
So they do come out afterwards. They're not missing, but we can they apparently are so in awe of meeting the king that they are, they're not their lively selves they might have been before.
Sure.
As if they had somehow been drained.
Makes sense. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, of course. Let's start with Roger. Roger, you are being led into the museum. You know more or less where the Temple of Naboo has been constructed. There are people sort of moving in that general direction. Are you trying to force your way to the front of the line? Are you trying to stay in the middle? Are you hanging back a bit? What's your...
I am hanging back a bit.
Okay. So the king and his retinue head into the temple. Edwin Alphonse is there as well. You are somewhat hanging back. So you are in the main hall as people are sort of looking around outside. And you are there when from what looks like probably was brought in through a back doorway, a large horse-like creature is brought forward. I say horse-like because it has a barbed tail.
Is this like a live thing or a statue of?
No, it is a live thing.
Oh, okay.
You can see on the side, it appears to have wings. The general populace sort of looks at them as sort of, they must be, starts talking about how, looking around, trying to find the straps that must be used to hold them on. But it's very clear there's not any. Its tail sort of whips around, and its neck, even though it does sort of look like a horse, its neck is longer, more snake-like. Could you give me a sanity roll?
That is an interesting question.
I know you can, but will you?
30. What is my sanity these days? I think that's okay.
Mm.
Yep, that's a pass. Normal All success. Right.
So that's just 1 point.
1 point it is.
And is it sort of...
quite disturbing.
Yes, and it definitely, as it sort of makes its way through, it definitely is looking at the various people, people are getting out of its way as it's making its way through. It's definitely looking at them, and it's horse-like enough that you're not sure it can lick its chops, but boy, if it could, it would be.
Wonderful.
It proceeds to proceed to bring it into the temple. At this point, you are close enough. If you wanted to, you could make your way into the temple as well.
I guess I will follow them in, yep.
Okay. Let's go to Team Tungle. What is your plan down there?
What is your plan?
I don't know. Oswald, Anthony.
So,
Dean.
So we found, I think we found some sort of door or portal up into the museum from the tunnels, right?
You have actually excavated a tunnel that you know will pop into some part of the temple. So you're not, that you'd found, they built a hole that had gotten into, you'd basically be popping up in the main hall.
Right.
And you all said, you sort of redoubled your efforts to sort of build a new, to sort of extend that tunnel so that it pops up in the temple.
Right, now that we had our bearings from the first pop-up hole.
Exactly.
Can, yeah, yep. Gotcha. Okay. So, I mean, what's the plan? Frank, are we tooling up? Yes, capital idea.
I think so.
Easy Sunday.
I think we're probably going to be probably getting some. I don't know about explosives. I don't think I have demolitions, but I definitely will be getting armed to the teeth.
What about the horn? Were we waiting for the horn? I heard that in the summary.
Yes, well, the horn's remade, right? And we had a couple options, right? Kill the king, recite Punchin's ritual while the Naboo ritual is happening, which I think is the last, well, there's a couple last resorts, right? Last resort, shoot the king in the head. Last resort, try and recite the Punchin ritual while the Naboo ritual is happening if we can't stop it before. Taking artifacts, which will give more time to either kill the king or recite the ritual. That's about it. So, I will let the more book people try and do this ritual thing. I am going to do what I'm good at and get ready to kill things.
And I'm going to be right by your side.
And Frank makes three, correct?
Yeah, it's like we don't have because, a lot of options, right?
Because book person is actually Dame Agatha.
Yeah.
Mod, it looks like maybe Roger's going to have to be the book person now.
Yes. Now, question though. What are the Children of Tranquility doing to help us?
Yeah, let's sort of roll back a little bit then. You gave... Dame Agatha's plan was to give the ritual to the Children of Tranquility, and because they were fanatics, rely on them to do that.
Right.
And the children, you sort of can get down there and meet with the children, and they will say that their attempts at assassination failed. The Buckingham Palace was too well guarded. And they've done their research. And they believe that they can contain Naboo to the island of, it's now the UK, but that time England. And therefore, they don't feel the need for them to make any sacrifices on your behalf. Makes perfect sense.
So, do we trust them in the end to do any of this? I know that we have been kind of on the, you know, we either believe in them or don't believe in them, but this is like full trust, right? We're going to trust they're going to the ritual, and the ritual is actually something positive. What happened?
No, they're telling you, I want to be clear, they're essentially saying, hey, we read your ritual. It's not good for the person who cast the ritual. We're not going to cast it. You know, go talk to Kipling in White Man's Burden. You know, we think we can keep Naboo trapped on your island. Yes, all of your people will be under Naboo's thrall for, you know, all time, but that's not really our problem.
Sacrifice England to save the world.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
If you want to stop it completely, if you want to stop the ritual, you want to stop the transformation of the king into Naboo, well, here's the ritual. Go ahead.
All right. So we need to stop this by bringing this ritual to Roger. I hope he is going to be able to cast this spell.
I guess that's a good question, Roger. You did get the translation. Did you give the translation to others in your group, or did you keep it yourself?
We gave the original to... Yeah, I would have kept a copy.
All right, so you have a copy, and then the Children of Tranquility will hand back the copy that you all gave them. So the basement group also has a copy, yeah, as well.
I'm being honest. I'm looking more for the what do you call them? The books of all knowledge, because that's at least more interesting.
Sure enough, tablets of knowledge. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because okay. I should know everything. I can hint. I'm arrogant enough to believe that.
All right, so what I'm hearing is the team, the basement, is not going to do the ritual, but is instead going to pop up and start guns a-blazing.
Well, none of us actually know the ritual, so...
Oh, yeah, it's translated. But... You could read it. It's a piece of paper you could read.
Okay, so... Are we drawing straws? Because I think we do know that the ritual is bad for the person who reads the ritual, right?
You do know that. You also know that Roger has it, so you can make a calculation. Will Roger risk himself to save others?
No, so we're drawing straws then, right?
No. I will learn it just to make sure that we've got another person who knows how to use it. Because, yeah, okay. I don't trust Roger. I mean, he won't even look. You know, already discarded me as his one of his patients for some reason. So yeah,
you know him better. Yes, I don't know him that much, but yes, I get those vibes from him. I agree with you.
To be honest, I've only known him a little while, very little while. Yeah, so I will learn the spell, Sean.
Okay.
Is there any rolls or anything to learn it?
No, it's just reading a piece of paper.
Okay.
So it's all written out for you.
Should get the elephant gun ready and the pistols loaded as well. Because we're going to have to deal with the guards. You know, this is the end for us as well.
Well, it's the end for probably a lot of people.
All right, Roger, you are making your way into the temple. You get inside. I don't think you've been to the museum before.
I have
to see this temple. Have you?
I have been to the museum, but I have not been specifically to see the temple since.
So it is. They've done a remarkable job here. There's a long hallway. There are various artifacts on the side, you know, in glass casings. There are candles lighting it. There's no sort of electrical lights or, and you make your way through one door. And then the second door has got, jewelry sort of in it, and then the last door is about 18 feet high, and it has got golden wing bulls on it, and those doors have been opened up, and the king and his entourage are in a room that looks to be maybe 80 by 24 feet. It's very, very long. The walls are limestone. There are paintings, but there's no sculpting into it. And the paintings are odd. They're They don't seem to have been, they're not naturalistic by any stretch. I mean, they show black rivers flowing along red sands, long, tall, black towers. And with the torchlight in here, it looks like the rivers almost kind of move a little bit. Like there's the rivers sort of writhe up and down a little bit a snake might move on the ground or something like that. There's other pictures of what look to be sort of alien settings. Maybe that's Mars there. There are faces there. There are pictures of constellations. And then at the very end, down at the very far end of the room, is this picture of what you've... It's Naboo. You've seen from the very beginning, you were sort of had seen a picture of Naboo in sort of a prayer position. You know, Naboo is pictured as a scholar, but this one is odd. Naboo is there again, sort of down on his knees, sort of with his hands in front of him. But there are arms coming out of him, dozens of them. And beneath the feet, there is, beneath sort of on the same painting beneath it, there's this strange, it's probably a language, but it's not one you've seen before. And Naboo is sitting there between two sort of spheres. They're just so well done that it almost looks three-dimensional. Their crystalline structures are, you know, reflecting the torchlight. In the back, coming between the two spheres, there's a looks like a chariot sort of riding, coming forth as if to sort of greet its master.
Oh, it's actually quite lovely.
Oh, it is quite amazing. You know, and you know, you've heard the others were given a tour of this place. And they came back, and they didn't describe it nearly as Actually, go ahead and give me an idea roll.
I have an idea that they're not very intelligent or educated. 0-1. There it is.
Yeah. So I don't know what you've thought of the others in the past and their ability to command the English language and describe things. But what they described when they came here kind of looked like a typical museum exhibit, like the casings and the paintings. The paintings were there, but they just described them as paintings. And you realize that, like, there's something happening here. There's some warping going on, if you will, that the presence of the king as possessed.
Some strange trick of the mind.
That's what you hope. That it's just some sort of trickery of the mind rather than something perhaps being something is here and warping spatial aspects. Give me a spot hidden.
So even though I'm kind of hanging towards the back, there's still people around, right? There's still some.
There are. Yeah.
Okay.
But what I will say is that, you know, the crowd sort of came in like, oh, look, we're following our king. But as you made your way down those hallways, lots of those people just sort of stopped and said, let me look at this, as if they just didn't want to go forward anymore.
Okay. I fail a spot hidden.
Okay.
I will make, you know, just to double check my own perception, comments to, you know, like a person next to you. Oh, that's quite interesting. What do you think of that particular, you know, just kind of verify that other people are seeing the same things that I'm seeing.
You can turn to the person next to you and start to open your mouth, and it's clear they're seeing the things you're seeing.
Fair enough.
And, you know, you're a little bit more hardened to all this because this isn't your first dip into the pool.
And because I'm German.
And because you're German, of course. But, you know, yes, everybody who is a civilian here is, and this includes the guards, are keep looking around and gawking and looking very uncomfortable.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, team underground. Are you waiting? Are you listening? Are you going to pop out at a particular time? What's your schedule for immersion?
I think basically getting as close as we can and listen, because this what we need to do is the same time they're doing the ritual, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, basically we want to be as close to when the ritual starts as possible.
Okay.
You know, if you just went for planned murder, you could just do that now. You wouldn't have to time anything.
You're not there.
All right.
No, but that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. That's what Roger's thinking to himself.
Those guys are thinking.
Why are they not gearing their team now?
Yeah. Exactly. Where are they? I figured they would be coming up to assassinate the king much sooner than this.
They've never hesitated to murder
what's
people.
What's taking
before?
Them so long?
Perhaps Dame Agatha is telling them a story. All right. At the far end there, the king stands on a stone dais in front of you sort of thought was just sort of a table, but you know, now he's sort of standing there the way he's standing. Maybe it's an altar of some sort. Roger, give me another spot hidden roll.
Oh, good Lord. Tablets of knowledge? Any tablets of knowledge here? No, I fail.
Okay. You know, there is noise coming from behind you. There are clearly people making their way down the passages. Edwin Elphinstone begins to sort of speak out loudly in a tongue you don't recognize. And as he does so, you're inside a temple, but everything gets darker and outside, the museum itself has like glass ceilings and such. Outside of the temple, you can hear rain and thunder starting.
Unfortunate.
The book says, as the sky darkens outside, and I'm like, how would they know that? Anyway, yes. And looks to be a member of the military. Walks up and begins to blow on a horn. You only heard the horn of Alu described to you. This is not that, but it's clearly part of the ritual to be blowing on that horn. Edwin continues to speak. Can I get a listen roll from Team Underground?
Okay. 80. That's a fail.
Success.
59 success. Is a fail for me.
Yeah, fail for me.
Dean Banks, I mean, you're just relatively new to this group, and part of you is a little bit surprised that you're still even with them, given the strange things that have happened. But you're listening and the trumpeting, and you're sort of hearing the cadence of what's being said. and you sort of glance over and notice what Anthony is holding and realize what Edwin Elphinstone is saying seems to be the same thing you have in front of you, but just in a different language.
Hey, they're doing the ritual right now. The horn and the spell, I think.
Well, so what was
it's our time?
So
just So what about the horn?
The strange thing is, it sounds like it is exactly what we have on this piece of paper. This random words.
And they're not random. It's a ritual. Okay, let's go.
All right. I think I'm going to ask Anthony to give me, I guess, an idea roll.
Idea roll, okay. 85. I have no idea.
So that makes me feel better. I was feeling a little weird about what was going to happen next. So you all sort of pop up in a burst into the hall. As I said before, the hall is maybe 80 or so feet long and 24 feet wide. You're more or less you're like 60 feet away from the front of the room where all the action is happening. Roger, there's no spot in here. They're not being subtle as they sort of burst through the floor of the museum and pop up.
It's about time.
And I will also say, Roger, that at this point, glowing off to the side, a book appears.
I shall go investigate it.
Okay. So let's go into dex order here, I guess. Up first is Edwin. Now, you guys are sort of bursting out.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got elephant guns ablazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oswald and Dean.
Yes. Brandished. I'm gonna obviously. What I want to do is burst out, find some reasonable cover, assess the situation, and then potentially start blazing guns.
Okay. Dean, is that also your plan, or is your plan to go blazing right away?
I do believe that I'm coming out and trying to shoot Edwin. Spell casting.
Okay. All right. I need you to give me a power roll.
Not a pass.
You feel Edwin look at you. He makes eye contact. And we've recently started watching The Umbrella Academy. Did you watch that?
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the effect of, I heard a rumor you should shoot one of those people next to you.
No.
So what I will do is I will roll a D6, because the Children of Tranquility are willing to come with you in this. They're just not willing to sort of die needlessly. So I'm going to say that Oswald is one, Anthony is two, and the rest are Children of Tranquility. Actually, if you want to roll a D6, that's fine, Randall. That might be more fun. Do you have one?
All right. I do.
Great.
Oh, three. Lucky you guys.
Yeah. So you turn and you go ahead and it's point blank range. Go ahead and roll to see if you hit, remembering you have advantage.
I don't hit. Then 89.
Well, you have advantage, so go ahead and roll the 8 again.
Okay. And it's a 20, so.
29 hits?
Yes, so yeah.
Okay, go ahead and roll damage.
Elephant gum?
Yeah.
well, what's max? What's it?
3d10. So the damage for the elephant gun is 3d6 plus 4.
Yeah, so we got 13 points.
Yeah, so there is a splatter of blood from the nearest Children of Tranquility that was going to make their way through.
Mm-hmm.
As you just turn and blow that person away.
Can I recover? Can I get back to my senses with another power roll in the next round, or is this going to last?
You can. Each time he does it, you get the same opportunity.
Okay.
In the meantime, I think up next is Dean Banks, that was your turn. Next up is Oswald. You are looking to make your way to cover?
Now, is there anything that I notice about this interaction? Am I able to notice this stare and strange reaction?
Go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
.40 is a regular success.
I mean, there's you know, Dean comes up ablazing, and he clearly looks at Edwin, but in terms of, like, you know, anything out of the ordinary, it's hard to pick up. You're definitely in the blaze of battle right now.
Okay. So also with that 40, or with that regular success, knowing who the players are and potential, threat assessment that I'm looking at, other than Edwin Elphinstone, which we know that he's involved, but do we actually know how much he's involved, or is that just kind of we're finding out that he's more involved at this moment? I don't recall.
I guess I would let one of the other characters chime in on how much you think he's knowing he's involved or not involved. I mean, you clearly had the team grab him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we don't know that he's bad 100%, right?
Well, I mean, you did hear him ushering, you know, he's the one who's been saying the ritual of ascension.
Right. Okay, good. Well, then I am going to shoot him if he seems to be the one ritualizing on that side of the battle.
Well, that's not that I'm there, but I mean, Oswald's been around from the beginning and has been around for a lot of this. We know that Delgado, who we thought was like one of the main bad guys or just a jerk, was actually working for, kind of taking orders from Elphinstone.
Right.
So we know that Elphinstone is like the main bad guy.
Thank you, Jim. Then so anyway. Elephant guns away, Sean. So,
go ahead.
Yes, but to your other point, moving in hopefully to a spot of partial cover and then shooting.
Okay.
88. That is not a success.
All right. So you
but not fire... a botch.
What's that?
But not a botch.
Not a botch. All right.
So shooting a miss. Maybe I take out like big portion of a column.
No, you definitely sort of had the opportunity to sort of scare the crap out of people. People are definitely more agitated. So, Roger, everybody who's not a guard, or most of the people who are in here with you, see her turn and start to run away. But behind you, you can feel there are people who are coming in.
I'm making my way towards the glowing book.
Okay. Text 55. All right. Next up, Anthony, what are you doing?
Okay, so Anthony's got a gun out and he's basically trying to get as close as possible to where the ritual's happening.
Okay.
So, and if he needs to, he will shoot.
Yeah. So you're far enough away that it's going to, and there's a crowd in front of you. You're not just sort of picking up your gun and shooting. You're going to need to sort of push your way through to get close.
Well, he might actually just like shoot randomly, not aiming at a particular, but basically trying to scare the people away.
Sure. That's fine. You don't have to roll for that. You're just pushing your way through the crowd. That's fine. Maud, while not here, if people think this is reasonable, will blow the horn. And as she does so, Roger, you're the only one. Oh no, Roger and Anthony, you will recognize that she calls forth those humanoid cat creatures. Oh no, no, no. Calls forth, it's the demon of Alu. This demon creature appears. Can I get sanity rolls from people? I don't think anybody has seen this creature before.
Certainly I have not. That's a failure. All of us?
Yes.
I think everybody has not seen it before, so yep.
90 fail.
Failure.
Oh, that's exciting. Hold on, let me just find the okay, failures. Roll a d20.
A d20?
That can't be right. We're going to change that to a d10.
I mean, I'm fine with it if that's what's going to happen.
Does it make a difference if I rolled a lower number on the d20 than I did the
d10? Yeah, if you rolled, go ahead. Hold on to that low 20 number.
I mean, it's still too much, but
yeah.
So if it was a d20, that would be 17 for me. And we'll let Sean narrate the end of the scenario.
It's a D10. There's because we're not done with the bad yet.
Okay.
Well, since I rolled a 10 on my D10,
all 10 as well.
8.
So I've lost over half mine. Not quite half my sanity. Great.
Let's get those idea rolls.
I lost 9 on my D10.
Yep, that sounds like a full round of idea rolls.
No, I passed my idea roll.
Okay. I handily passed mine as well.
As do I.
And I, too.
Great. Do you want to pick your insanity, or do you want to roll a dice, or do you want me to assign it?
Roger is going to faint.
I think because of the way the state my character's in, he'd actually start basically just shooting randomly, basically trying to kill them all.
Okay. Violence, a red mist descends. Perfect.
Yep.
I will roll.
Okay. Go ahead.
1d10, right?
Yes, please.
4.
Okay. You are paranoid. You've met these people. There's shooting going on. They were the ones who called forth this demon thing that's just, you know, sort of shattered your view of the way the world is. And you can deal with your paranoia any way you wish. But, you know, clearly, you know, the children of Tranquility must be bad too, or why would you have shot them? On the other hand, you know, there's this ritual and things are going bad and maybe the king's not right. You can manifest it. And then, Oswald.
Well, since someone picked, someone rolled, I would like an assignment then from you, please, Sean.
Let's see.
Seems most fun for the keeper.
I think you have a phobia of enclosed places, like the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know that whatever happened, and you look down, you see at the end of the room, the corridor leading out, that just seems suffocatingly small.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is the room you're in. You're not going anywhere. And it'd be great if you, you know, could clear out some of the things that are, you know, making this room feel stuffy, like, oh, I don't know, people.
Yeah, great. Perfect.
Everybody can roll a D10 and keep their own track, because I can't keep track of all of you.
Right.
You got a 6.
10 rounds.
Okay. 5 for me.
So.
Yep. 1 round.
I was. Nice. Nice. I was suspicious of the Tranquility people.
Well, and these people too, and the king. It's you can decide how you want to do with it.
Yeah. So I will go. These guys of the Tranquility people were the ones to set up the trap for us to cast this spell, and you know, and.
Yeah,
it makes sense that I was shooting one of them now, and yeah, keep shooting these guys.
Okay. Shooting the Children of Tranquility as they try to come up the tunnel.
Well, I will run from them. Right, get away from them as much as I can, and if they try to chase me, I'll shoot them.
So. Just a reminder for people, because I don't think anybody here saw it. What happens is that from the horn, sort of smoke clouds sort of billow out, and this shadowy form of a winged bull, and it looks like it's even made of shadow, sort of appears. Again, everybody who is, even at this point, the guards are, you know, they're trying to figure out what is going on. And it looks at Edwin, and it looks at the king, and then its eye just lands on that strange horse-like creature, and it jumps right at it. Thus avoiding a combat round where evil demon horse attacks you. Yes. At this point, the king is also, continues to, pick up where Edwin left off in terms of reciting the ritual. Roger, this is your fainting on the floor round.
Yep.
We're back up at the top of the round again. Edwin is going to try to dominate you again, Dean. Go ahead and roll a power.
Let's see if we can do it. Not this time. Normal success, though.
Wait, sorry. Did you have a normal success?
Yes, on my power.
Okay. Well, that's good. Hold on. All right. Well, he just had normal success too. So he starts to sort of push into your brain, but doesn't seem to be able to do it this time. Maybe this this madness here is sort of affecting his ability to get a good lock on your brain. Then up is Dean. You're up.
So, let's see. In a full state of paranoia, and this guy is trying to get in my brain game. I kind of feel it. Get away from me! Get away from me! My brain! My mind! And I shoot him.
All right. Go ahead and see if you do.
100. I cannot believe it.
Yeah, I don't know, 100. I'm gonna guess is a misfire, or so you know that was your second bullet, and elephant guns only have two bullets. You have a malfunction on a 100. Good thing you said you loaded up your pistols as well.
Yes,
Oswald.
Well. Since I'm just indiscriminately clearing out space in this temple, what's the percentage of cultists to non-cultists?
So the only cultists, I mean, in the sense of actually, no, give me a spot hidden. Let's do it this way.
63 is. I'll burn 5 luck to make that a success.
Sure, why not? So what you realize is the only people who seem perfectly calm about all the things that are going on here are Edwin and the King, or the Nabu possessed or partially possessed King.
Okay.
The civilians in the room who sort of followed their king are rethinking their allegiance to the monarchy and are turning and trying to push their way out, which is helpful for your agoraphobia? Whatever it is, you're trying to push their way out. The guards are staying by the slender thread of loyalty to king, which has been passed down, you know, from generation to generation. But as you look, you see there are people pushing their way in. They all have that same blank stare as the brother who you encountered in the room.
Okay.
And they are all calling out, "Praise Naboo, praise Naboo," as if they were coming to worship Naboo.
Well, it seems like this Naboo thing is drawing people into this small, confined space. So maybe I'll shoot these people that don't seem to be moving at all up on the dais.
Yes, yes. Once again, using madness as a weapon against the Keeper rather than as a disadvantage. Well played.
20? 20 is a success. But I think I'm just firing randomly, so I guess... if it's towards that main temple, I've got D10s and D6s, Sean. How many different targets are there up there?
So there's, I mean, you're only going to hit one. So
yeah,
I mean,
I know.
There's,
but I'm randomly shooting in that direction because I'm not thinking clearly. So I don't know who I'm going to hit. You want to roll randomly to see who I hit up there?
I do want you to do that. That sounds great. Let's make the king a 1 and Edwin a 2. And I don't see the king traveling around without 8 guards nearby. So go ahead and roll a D10.
Random mooks. Okay. A 4. So it looks like a mook.
Yeah. You blew away a palace guard.
Okay. And then
his family was so proud of him when he got the commission. He worked his way through. You know, he met a girl, he was about to marry her, and you just blew him away.
Well, at least he got her pregnant before, and then now his bloodline will live on, even if he doesn't.
Yes, declaring a vengeance against yours.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and then next round I'll be reloading, so.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, or maybe switching to pistols. I'll decide that before then.
Fair enough.
So that's it. Go ahead.
All right.
One of 10 rounds down.
Anthony?
So he's literally just going to fire at whoever is in front of him, basically. How many shots can I do in a round with my gun? One bracket three. Does that mean I can shoot three shots?
You can. So it's a regular on the first, one disadvantage die on the second, and another disadvantage, and two disadvantage dice on the third.
That's what he'll do. He'll be charging into combat, and he'll basically do three shots. So the first one is hard success. Well,
and if you're just shooting the people that are right in front of you, you're at close range. So the first one is hard success, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Second one would be regular. You're not at disadvantage.
Normal success.
Okay, and the third one would be at disadvantage.
And that becomes that's a 65, which is a failure. So two successes.
All right, so you're pushing away through the crowd. You've just blown away two people that were trying to get out of there. But, mm-hmm. you know, people are definitely clearing a path for you if you're trying to make your way forward.
Exactly.
Okay, the king is continuing to do the ritual. I don't know what Maud is going to do in this situation. I don't believe Maud has any guns or anything like that. So I guess she will cheer people on. Well, I will, before I say that, you know, Maud did make a deal with Bast.
I mean, yeah, right?
Didn't
she summon those creatures?
She made a deal with Bast to repair the horn.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what summoned the creature that's keeping the demon horse occupied.
Right.
My question to the group is, do you think, based on how Maud has been played, that she would then start doing the counter ritual?
Probably, yes.
Knowing that she was already going to have to give her heart over to Bast anyway.
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Maud will, Anthony, before you sort of made your way up there, you'll sort of, maybe you noticed, maybe you didn't, but Maud has grabbed the translation from you.
Yeah, he wouldn't have noticed.
This round doing that. Roger, you had fainted, but you awaken.
Yep.
And your plan is to make your way to the tablet?
Yeah, kind of shake my head, look around at the chaos, and stumble my way towards the glowing whatever it is that I'm hoping against hope, or the whatever of knowledge, tablets of knowledge, I think is what we're calling them.
Yep. Yep. So, yeah, so they are the tablets of knowledge. Yep. So you approach them. Again, they're sort of glowing with this sort of unwholesome energy. There's the air around them is even sort of a little sickly. And are you just going to run up and just start reading?
I will stumble up in this round and look at them and pause for a moment to consider what it is that I am looking at, and would probably start reading in the next round.
Okay. You look at the tablets. This makes sense that the tablets of destiny would be written in German.
Oh, of course they are.
Every now and then, you know, the script sort of twists a little bit, but you know, it's very clear. It's always been German, you know. And you look at it, you can see sort of flowing along. It you don't even have to sort of move your eyes; it almost moves for you. All right. Top of the next round. Oswald, can you give me a pow roll, please?
Oh, sure. Let's see. How? There's that one and that one. That is 10. That is an extreme success.
Okay.
I am too dedicated to killing right now to be disturbed.
You definitely feel a tickling around your brain as if someone said, why did you shoot that nice woman near you? But you were able to resist its tendril madness into your head.
Can't talk. Busy now.
I'll get back to you. Don't worry. Dean Banks, what would you like to do in this round with your malfunctioned gun?
I will toss the elephant gun to the ground and get running towards this guy and pull out my pistols and shoot at him. I shall get out of my mind, Ellie.
All right, go ahead and take a shot. Are you shooting all shots or are you just shooting one shot?
All shots that I'm allowed in this round.
So I think it's a 3. I think it's a 6 shooter, so you can take 3. The first one's regular. You're not at close range now.
Okay.
So it's regular, disadvantage 1, disadvantage 2.
First one, fail. And this one, 0-1. That's a shame. But it's a success. And the third one is
Eight. Sorry, so the first one failed.
Second one was a hit, and the third one is a fail.
And you, for the second one, you rolled a disadvantage die, right?
Yes, for the 3 of them. I mean, for the last 2. The last one with 2 more.
Okay, so you have 1 hit. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And roll damage.
6 points of damage.
Okay. Edwin sort of doesn't go down, but clearly that was not something he was hoping for. Can I point out, by the way, our big game hunters are not very good at shooting things. Perhaps it's all the confusion, but all right.
Excuse me, who turned multiple people into red mist not 2 sessions ago?
Oswald, you're up.
Speaking of red mist, pulling out the Webley with the 4.55 ammo and popping 3 shots towards that gaggle of bad guys. So I think it'll be 1 regular, 1. Well, how close am I to that area?
It's just you're not close. You're not. You're not in close combat yet.
Okay.
You will be next round. You'll be right next to him next round, but because you're pushing your way forward towards him, right?
Yes. So, all right. So then that'll be, I think, a regular and then 2 with a penalty each.
One has 1 penalty and the second one has 2 penalties. 2.
All right. Great. So first one is a failure. Second one is a failure. Third one is an 0-4, 64, which is not a success. So 3 misses.
Okay. Gunfire rattles out some more. Maud will continue to read the ritual or the counter ritual. Roger, yes. You are there in front of the tablets.
Yeah.
What is your, you sort of are reading through. I need you to give me a, power roll.
The power roll, you say. This is not particularly as likely as I would prefer. 40, that will be, I think that's a normal success. Yes, it is.
Okay. With a 40, go ahead and give me an intelligent roll.
Intelligent roll?
Int roll.
12, extreme success.
Okay. So first thing I want you to do is roll me 2d6.
One in five is six.
All right, so you take 6 points of damage as your flesh begins to melt away.
Constitution roll. 41 out of 40, just barely succeeds. Ouch.
Wait, a 41, aren't you?
Oh, no, you're right. That's a failure. Sorry.
You want to burn some luck there?
I forgot what game I was playing. yes, I will spend 1 point of luck to succeed my constitution roll just so I can.
All right. So this
survive here a moment longer.
Well, this is sort of remarkable. You are looking at this tablet. Your brain is sort of, it's racing around in your brain, and you're quite sure you are not going to be able to sort of pull away. This is not optional at this point. But as you're looking, you see a phrase, and it's talking about Naboo. It's talking about banishing Naboo. It's clearly from some long forgotten period, long before, you know, German was even thought of as a language. You are able to speak the words. Would you like to speak the words?
Yes, I will speak the words.
All right. So for everybody else, it's as if time stops. You see Roger speaking. He begins to say words in a language that none of you understand. You see the king sort of turn in horror. And the black spot that surrounds his eye, you know, is facing toward, you know, everybody can see it sort of leaves. And there's a black portal that forms above the king, and there's blackness that oozes out of the king into the portal above. A tentacle reaches down and grabs Edwin and pulls him up into the portal, which then closes, and the king collapses. Roger, you feel all of your POW leaving you, and everyone else sees Roger consumed in a sudden roar of flame as his body just burns and melts away.
Ouch.
A lot of fuel for that flame.
Oh, Roger.
At that very moment, a tall humanoid cat creature appears, looks at Maud, and almost delicately sticks her hand into Maud. There's no damage, but the hand simply goes in. She pulls her hand out. She's holding a still beating heart as Maud collapses to the floor. You've won, but and we'll end there.
At what cost?
Mm-hmm.